Welcome back, guys. We are going to do a class today on the parasha, Parashat HaShavua, which is the parasha Kitice. And Kitice is taught by all of the Kabbalists and all of the Hasidim, the Hasidic masters, that the real war that is talked about inside the Torah is the war that we are at against our inclinations, against our negative side, against our animal side, and trying to elevate the body towards the soul. And when you go out to fight this opposing forces, Hashem will put them in your hand. And within this parasha, there is a pasuk that talks about a person coming inside the vineyard of their friend. The Torah says that when you walk inside a vineyard of your neighbor, you're allowed to go inside there and eat whatever it is that you want. You can eat, right? You can eat as you're walking through. You can eat fruits off the tree. You can do it. You're allowed to by way of the Torah. But you're not allowed to take anything with you. You're not allowed to now fill up a vessel, even your pocket, even one, right? You're not allowed to leave the vineyard with anything from the field. While you're there, eat, but don't take things away. And Rabbi Nachman is teaching us from the 257th teaching of Likutei Moran on this pasuk, Ki tavo bekerem re'echa, if you come inside the vineyard of your friend, k'shochel yoter mitzarko, when you eat more than what's needed, זה המאכל מזיק לו. That food actually hurts you and harms you. כי כל דבר יש לו שור שיש לו חיות ממנו. Everything has a root that from there it receives its vitality. כגון הסמים יש להם חיות ממה שאדם לוקח אותם לרפואה. Like potions or drugs a person takes, they have a power in them, and that's why the person takes them for healing. וכן המאכלים יש להם חיות מזה שאדם אוכל אותם. So too, the food have vitality from the fact that people eat them and they receive from their from that vitality to bring vitality to the human body. Because of that, there is vitality found inside food. But when you eat more than what is needed, and obviously here this is an example on eating, but it could be taken for anything else of indulgence, right? The food that you're eating, it's not holding the sparks that you need, right? It's not holding the sparks that you need because you have already ingested all of that. Now you're eating beyond what you actually need, and the sparks that are in the food can't do anything because there's no vitality there, because there's no one to receive the vitality because you don't need them. And then it's similar as if a person placed inside a vessel some kind of food, you just lays it inside a vessel. For sure, there's no vitality there of taking food and just putting it inside a vessel. Therefore, the food asks for vitality to fulfill itself. And then he finds the vitality of mankind, and by way of this, it hurts the person. Meaning, food can only exist in the world with the spark of God. The spark of God comes down for us to be able to engage with the world and to elevate these sparks up. When a person is hungry and they eat all the food that they need to eat and they are now satiated, and again, right, sometimes we eat too fast to even know. If you eat too fast, you'll never know if you're hungry, like people as well as drinking. People that drink fast, they get drunk fast. They don't understand how much alcohol they've taken in. So too with food. We have what we need. Right? That's why when a person eats slowly and they pace themselves, and in between the sandwich they put it back down on the plate and then they pick it back up. When you pace yourself while you're eating, then you feel how much you actually need. Once you've reached that point where you are satiated, you are actually full, right? Not I feel full. If you're actually, like if you feel full, you're for sure full, right? But if where you've eaten enough and you've been satiated by the meal, anything after that is food that doesn't have vitality, and it's seeking out vitality because you have nothing to take from it because you've already been filled up. So now it's something that has nothing, and it starts to seek out from Hashem, give me existence, give me a reason to be living. And because of this claim, even other foods can come together and they start to affect the person. And this is what it says, "V'achalta k'nafshecha savecha," and you ate as your soul is satiated. It says there, right? If you go inside your neighbor, your friend's vineyard. You are allowed to eat grapes as much as you want. What is it, as much as you want? You ate to the satiation of your body. Lo yoter, not more than that. You go inside your friend's vineyard, you eat what you need. Don't start to buffet it, right? And to your vessels, don't give any. Ha'inu, meaning, don't eat more than what you need, because that's as if you're taking food and you're just putting it inside a vessel. Right? Imagine taking food that you needed to eat, and instead of you eating it, you just placed it inside on a plate. You just put it on a plate and you literally flip it on the table. The food has no purpose, and you haven't elevated any sparks. Nothing happened here, right? So too, when you start to eat too much and indulge too much, more than what's needed, there's nothing going on there. And then, since there's nothing going on there, and the food is seeking out a spark and a reason to stay in existence in this world, and you're not the one that's meant to be giving it, but you took it, so now it's held captive and it's not able to be elevated. So now there's going to be a claim against the person, and then the food actually starts to harm the person. Eating too much physically harms a person. Why? That's what the lesson we just got here. Physical food harms a person when it is eaten without the need to be eaten. Right? And obviously, if we want to bring this to our day even more so, there are certain foods that don't need to be eaten at all. Whether you're hungry or not, you shouldn't be eating those things. And they for sure can harm you. Right? So always, let's eat healthier, Bizat Hashem, and let's eat in the right measure, only to fulfill our obligation to be satiated and to recharge for Avodat Hashem. And anything more than that, we should know that is already actually a harm and not a benefit. Shabbat Shalom.